This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Watchdog group sues to stop new WIP shaft construction. On April 24th, the New Mexico Environment Department approved construction of a new shaft at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. On April 27th, Southwest Research and Information Center, SRIC, appealed that approval to the New Mexico Court of Appeals. SRIC claims that the approval is not allowed by regulations and that it prejudices the required public comment and public hearing processes that must take place before the new shaft can be constructed. WIP is a Department of Energy, DOE, repository to dispose of plutonium-contaminated or transuranic waste from nuclear weapons production. In 1999, the Environment Department issued a permit for WIP to operate with four shafts and up to 10 underground waste panels. The legal limit of 6.2 million cubic feet of waste was supposed to fit into that underground footprint. Under the permit, all of the waste would be emplaced by 2024. However, DOE now wants to bring more waste to WIP and operate the site until at least 2080 for waste from new nuclear weapons plutonium pit production. Consequently, DOE is proposing a new shaft and more underground waste panels that connect to the existing disposal area. On August 15, 2019, DOE submitted a Class 3 permit modification request for the new shaft. In response, several organizations and dozens of individuals opposed the new shaft. The Environment Department must publish a draft permit or notice of denial for additional public comment. Then there are negotiations among participating groups, a public hearing with technical witnesses and cross-examination, briefing, and an Environment Department secretary decision. In other cases, that process has taken many months to a few years. On January 16, 2020, DOE requested a temporary authorization, TA, to allow construction to start. Since 1988, TAs have not been allowed for major construction projects, quote, because the authorized activities must be completed at the end of the authorization, end quote, which can be for no longer than 360 days. DOE gives a roughly three-year time frame to construct the new shaft and connecting tunnels and ready them for use. On January 27, 2020, SRIC wrote to the Environment Department detailing the legal deficiencies and arguing that approval of construction would severely prejudice the modification process. Part of SRIC's appeal is an affidavit from Stephen Zappi, the Environment Department's WIP permit writer for 17 years. He concludes, quote, "For several clear regulatory reasons, the Environment Department should not have approved the January 16, 2020 TA request to excavate shaft number 5. Any one of the following reasons would be sufficient grounds to deny this TA request. The combination of the 5 following reasons makes an indisputable argument for denial," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.